Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... Suggest a podcast from the archive button. This is a podcast where I just basically talk through in possibly less technical and strategic overlay the addition of a second button to the natural of all podcasts. And look, I'll be eventually told by someone in the know, a style guide, this is just too dicky, too stupid to put on. So the first podcast button is one which opens up the podcast in your browser so you can have a preview. If you don't want to download it, you can press it and look at it. And that's a sort of pseudo GIF where I've overlaid several images, three separate images before interaction, during interaction, and after interaction with the images there. And after that, so I've set that there, and it only took about, probably 40 minutes to find the artwork, modify the artwork to from a single artwork, modify it such that it had three forms, and modify it such that your eye naturally goes from a single animation to actually fill it in so it looks animated. As long as you don't ask animation to do too much, your eye will do it. And this meant that I just copied and pasted the code and converted the code across down a level. I had one little glitch in the lab view, and I sort of avoided a lot of prototyping effect that I had previously, and just extended the lab view such that there's a player podcast from the archive. So this is essentially feeling down the path that you have in your YouTubes, that actually select a YouTube in the archive, link the YouTubes, and this is to link podcasts as you go down, suggested podcasts as you go through. So that's an important thing, to actually create a continuity and get a form there that opens up this I suppose problem of putting tags and having a low overhead on tags and eventually automating. So I've automated it so far that you just drop the podcast, the name of the podcast. It has to link to the software. There's everything else on it. So I've put that there. And so this will be the first podcast where there's a link to an archived podcast. It's opened up a really thorny issue of how to manage tags, and whether you should have the tags as a separate sort of interlinked population outside. And at the moment, tags are, I think, are very dumb, very stupid, in terms of that there's no hierarchy tag. So I think I can introduce a hierarchy for using something, another podcast I've given on corrugated numbers, that is that you've got something which is a neuron. You might tag something as a neuron, but that will automatically tag upwards to brain biology and beyond. So that you may do your first one on a neuron, and then it will then find another one which is relevant to the brain. Or you might do something on the spinal cord, the only one on the spinal cord. There's nothing on there, so it will go up and go down to something of a similar rank. It's sort of like a tree structure or a multiple tree structure, and just try to actually look at the structure of it. So what's happened is I've moved away from writing software to do the automatic apps with the podcasts as well. So this is a quick podcast, just giving you an idea that after I've done one button, it's taken very little time to actually go through the logic, the sort of style guide for the second button. But overall, it's been a good news day in terms of the overall strategic horizons. So there's two aspects. One is I've looked at teachers' union, and the teachers' union's going full blast in podcasts, communicating teaching amongst people by podcasts for various reasons, and I can see it's there. And I will lend hopefully a helping hand to them by giving them a podcast engine, showing them how to actually connect it all, link it all up, even though I'm not all the way there. So it's a really encouraging sign to see that, you know, that even though education itself is not thinking about it, the actual teachers' union are using this as a very powerful and effective way to get moving. And listening to it, they've put a fair amount of money into developing their podcasts. Actually listening to it is actually quite sophisticated, listening to the introduction music. And of course, I'm entering in at a different aspect. So sort of in my mind, they're the sort of main regimental regular infantry. So the education department proper is not going podcasting. They're sort of like specialist wing of education, so it would be really interesting to go along there, whereas I've got a more podcast, you know, like how does a lone person produce a podcasting thing. And so I've automated sort of cut the sound engineer out with software. I'm sure you'll regret me not having a sound engineer to equalize the volume and stuff like that, but I've got an objective just to turn over sufficient content and have sufficiently complex content that I can actually enhance it with advanced software and coming up at mathematics to link different podcasts. So depending on what your interest is, you can actually go through a different line of podcasts. Sorry for this, I should actually yawn, and yeah, that's actually very rude of me. I apologise to you. The second good piece of good news is that there's this fantastic Australian software called Blurt, and Blurt's looking as though it's more. I've just spoken to the founder for today, and they're so what the software is. So imagine you have a document. It actually follows the document and adds sound to it, and converts that, and now it converts it into a video. And I've just had sort of hardware issues getting that going, and they'll support it. So that was part of my early learning curve to learn about the importance of sound recording. So the sound recording from my computer was absolutely woeful. The computer was making noise in the background. It was just inconvenient and produced dreadful sound. So sound has to be a certain quality before you don't wince your students or people listening to it. So a case in point was the me having to actually wheel in a fairly sophisticated sound system to add the sound to the videos that I was playing. So I have a little wheel-in trolley with a data projector, computer connections with it, overall support, and a fairly large sound system. It's actually not that expensive, just a bit over $100, which is really nothing. And all I googled is what was the most complained about sound system, and it was this particular little baby. I don't know what it is. It's only when it breaks that I can up. So I came up with the first version. I just really thrashed that, and eventually it died on the inside. There's nothing I could do to resurrect it, so I bought a second one and strapped that to a garden refuse trolley, which turned out to be better than the trolleys I was engineering up. It's got the wheels and the axis turning, being able to take it across. So the need to travel large distances, 200 metres between classrooms in five minutes, that's actually quite an effort to actually, and then go down and upstairs, meant I had to drag my equipment down and upstairs ready to deploy it and start a lesson. You come in, switch it on, plug it on, switch it on, and having certain things that you can just put in, plug it in, and you're away. So I suppose rounding this off is just reporting that having developed the first podcast button, I've got introduced a second linked archive, which has got the strategic point that once you've listened to one thing, you may want to listen to another. So you just press that and puts you in further around the blog. That's to navigate around Blogger rather than the widget. And then, sorry, I've really got to stop yawning. And then the two strokes of good news. This is Teachers Federation. Now, what's we'll just have to see. I think with Teachers Federation, I can actually talk to. Is there anyone able to do it? And so I've had an interaction over the years with various groups, and they tend to point. There's a structure within a group where they point to the software person running their strategy, and there's a resistance to new ideas. But I'll find that out. Pretty cool. But this, it means that at least they understand podcasting is an outreach to, for education support them. And the second piece of the second piece of good news is the resurrection of Blurt. It looks as though that I'll be able to. Wrap up an area of education I wanted to do is where I can produce a podcast. I'd love to produce a Blurt website and everything per lesson, and just basically ironclad moving forward. A lot of effort involved there, a lot of planning, and eventually I might be able to reach it, but at least the training to get there has exposed me to software, new directions, and it got me going through cardiac or through the cognitive rehab, and I'll have a chat and a podcast about that a little bit further on. Thanks for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.